Welcome back, and as always, let's get straight into it. Today we're going to talk about making it your own, and you might be asking, what is it? What are we making our own? And my answer is simply everything. It is true that what you're going through, you have not been the first person or the last person that will go through it. That is very accurate. But what is even more true than that is that you are you alone and only. There was no one else like you with the complexity that you have with the personality and the environment and the nature and the nurture. And so because you were exclusively you and there was no one like you before, and there might be no one like you ever, then in that sense, yes, your environment and what you're going through might be similar to what others are experiencing, but because you are so unique, you have to experience it as you. That being said, making it your own isn't reinventing the wheel. Making it your own is as simple as tweaking things around you so that they fit you better. I'll give you a very solid example. I am a very organized person, and being organized, I have tried all the planners in the world. I have bought planners and I've never used them, and I have bought some and used a couple pages, but there has never been a planner or a daily checklist, a daily planner that I have bought and fully used to the extent that it's an easy example, but planners and being organized is very important to me. So while I'm giving you this example, I want you to think of something that is very important to you in your day-to-day. Without a planner for me, I don't appreciate my day as much. And I can even share with you guys what is inside my planner. But that's not the point. The point isn't what is inside the planner. The point is what the planner is helping me with. It's similar to trauma, right? We get trauma from experiences. But the way that you feel, the reason that you have trauma, is not because of the actual experience. It's not because of what happened. It's because of what happened inside of you because of that experience, if that makes any sense. And so it's the same with the things that we're going to talk about today. It's not that the things exist around you. It's what happens because of them. Because of a planner, I am able to be more organized. I am able to have time management. I am able to sit at the end of the day and say, I did my best because I know I did my best. Without a planner for me, I don't know that. And so that's a personal preference. But the point of make it your own in today's podcast is to say that I've never found the perfect planner. And since 2016, I've been trying to create the perfect planner by using what's around me. It wasn't until a year ago that I decided to develop my own templates for me. And what ended up happening is the most beautiful thing ever. Because I decided to make something my own and to just put my little tweak on it. You know, your example might be a little bit different. You might not be able to create a whole template on something, right? If you're not doing a document to help you self-organize. But for me, I had that privilege. I had the ability to be able to say, hey, this is what I need to make my day better. Everybody needs it, but I need it in a unique way. So let me create it in my own unique way. And so what I've been doing is developing my own daily planner. And it has been the most beautiful thing ever to see it develop, to see the little tweaks, to see it's black and white, of course, because I'm a convenience person. So I want to be able to print it wherever without being disappointed that it doesn't have the color on it. Small stuff like this. And because it's black and white, the grayscales have to be exact. And so I've been playing around with that. But not only that, as a person, because I'm constantly developing, I need different stuff. When I first started this planner, I was not concerned about my water intake at all because I wasn't drinking water. Now that I'm very concerned about it, and it is at the top of my top 10 to-do list of things daily, it's on there. But it's on there in a very unique corner that matches exactly where it needs to be. And so that's the whole point of making it your own, is to do what you need to do to make your life 1% better. It's like adding that water intake into my daily planner, and instantly I am reminded, and instantly I do feel better when I fill it out. And I do recognize when things aren't going well because of it. And so it adds, for me, it adds into self-awareness. And so what I'm trying to say is that when you make things your own, you also improve things in your life without knowing it. Because of a planner, I've been able to, a unique planner in that sense, I've been able to improve my time management. I've been able to increase my awareness. I've been able to show up in better ways in my relationships because it's something that, you know, that I'm able to actually indicate on there and look at and remember. And it could just, instead of a daily planner, I could have just been a little bit more conscious with my mind and mindful. But that's not really, I knew that wasn't going to work for me. So you have to be a little bit honest with yourself. I know writing is important to me. I know looking back at something. I know time boxing is important for me. And so part of my planner is the day of the week. It has a little quote on the top. It has time boxing, which is where you put 6 a.m. until 11 p.m. or whatever, however long your day is. And you time box. You either tell yourself if your day's super busy what you have been doing every 30 minutes, every hour, every 2 hours, or you plan it and you say, this is exactly what I'm doing, and then you fill in the gaps. But the whole point is to recognize how you use your time and to look back at it. And so at the end of every day with my unique planner, I sit down, I'm like, okay, just pick 1 to 3 things that we could do better tomorrow. And that's the 1%. That's the second chance that we talked about in the last episode, where you don't necessarily always have to be better, but the ability to just sit down and just think about it and just be like, okay, you know what? So with self-compassion, you can be like, hey, we could have done a little bit better in this area, so we can try it tomorrow. Does it always happen that you try it tomorrow? No, not really. But the fact that you're aware of it, at least in that sense, then when it comes up again, you can say, huh, we actually thought about this before, so we're on to something. And as human beings, it's not always that you've reached the goal and that you are successful. Sometimes it's a win that you are just able to recognize that something is the way that it is, because then it just impacts everything else. Everything is intertwined and connected somehow, and we don't recognize that. It's different between males and females. Males rarely, I could never say never, connect as much as females do, but then females connect too much. We have too many webs connecting. And so what I find interesting between the genders is that there really is a lot of opposites, and there is also a lot of similarities. But coming from a female podcaster, I think it's harder, might be a little bit harder for men to relate. But please, by all means, let me know if most of these concepts relate the same as you. I try to generalize it as much as possible, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But the takeaways are the most important part, not necessarily the details of a planner, but something that is unique to you. In life, when we read through the books and we listen to people that have lived long before us, we understand that the pain and suffering of human beings has always been there and will always be here. So what you're going through is not unique, just like trauma is not, in a sense, in this sense that we're talking about, is not unique. Trauma happens. Suffering happens. But what is unique is what happens inside of you because of those things. And so that's what you have to pay attention to. Going back to trauma for a bit, which helps us with this concept, is when people experience trauma, most of the time, it depends how old you are when you experience it. But if you're a child, it's engraved. You don't process it, and so it's engraved. Right? And so it becomes either a wound or a scar. It's either open and it's constantly hurting, or it's a scar where it surfaces sometimes. But because you haven't processed it, because most trauma isn't really processed, whether it's a raw wound or a scar, what ends up happening is that you're not actually able to deal with it regardless. And most people blame the actual experience. It's important to know that you don't have to understand. Some people, it helps when you delve deeper into why it happened to you, or delve deeper into the experience. And by no means am I a trauma expert. And so if you did go through something serious, please make sure that you go and you talk to someone who is a professional. And this is just the philosophical talk about trauma from a 25-year-old who knows nothing about trauma. And that's what normally happens. But I feel like trauma, just like these things, the pain and suffering in life that we constantly talk about, happens in the external world. It happens to you. Does that make sense? It happens in the external, but the way that it impacts you is internally. And so you can't focus, you can't blame the external because you had no control over the external. What you can do is begin to look inside. The pain and the suffering that you go through, the things in life, the complexities, and I know a planner wasn't a great example because that's not really pain and suffering, but it's still focusing on the internal. And so I hope that example was well enough. But if you focus on the internal about how that trauma impacted you, or if you focus on that pain and suffering and what it feels like inside, then you can begin to not only just become accountable, but also become responsible in a sense, because there's a difference between being accountable and being responsible. Being accountable for something means that you have to oversee. Being responsible for it means that you have to do it. And so being accountable for it just means understanding that it's there, and being responsible is trying to heal from it. But you can't heal from something like that by concentrating constantly on the external, because you can't control that. You can try to understand why a person did something or why something happened to you. But to be honest with you guys, that doesn't make you feel any better. And I don't know if you guys have been through some trauma, but imagine that you have, or if you have, imagine that one trauma. And imagine whether it's a raw wound or a scar, and try for a second to take yourself to a place where the external would come and apologize. So if you were traumatized by your parent, imagine right now if you had a scar or a wound, a raw wound, and your parent came to apologize to you. Would that apology do anything? My answer is probably no. But if you were healing from it internally, if you were to recognize that it wasn't the external parental trauma, but what it did to you internally, and that you are the only one in control, accountable, and responsible for that internal trauma that is happening to you because of that, but it's happening to you internally. And if you were to start healing from it, then imagine a parent coming to apologize for the trauma that they caused you. It's a little bit different, right? But the whole point is that you can heal better because you're focusing on what is in your control, which is your internal experience of that trauma, not necessarily what happened, because everybody, trauma is normal. Trauma is absolutely normal. And so the takeaway is, no matter what you're going through, make it your own by recognizing that you have to take it internally, because you are not the first and you're not the last person to go through what you're going through. Make it unique because you are unique, and see where it takes you.